This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
JP Show. Got to jump right in because Ducky is MIA on DJP.
Here, please.
I'm just, you know what? If you're not here, it's just going to be the J Show.
Really?
Wait, what about the J? Let's do the JC Show.
I like JC. Exactly. JC.
Right. I continue to pack my bag then and let you guys
hightail it on out of here, Stephanie.
Seven and change. All right, so let's do some of the trending items, continuing conversation with Justin Timberlake and the halftime show, the mess that seems to have been. Kara has a pretty good handle on this, I think, in terms of theory as to why things weren't as one thought they ought to have been. And you, Jennifer, were thrilled. I think both of you liked Pink. But she pulled something out of her mouth before she started to sing the anthem. What was it?
Yeah, I think she had a cough drop.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, she's got the flu.
She was sick, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so what about the game itself? Well, the game
was the game.
So the Patriots lost, the Eagles won. That's
it was a really good game, though. It
Eagles
really was.
The fans are ripping the city apart.
First time they've ever won franchise history.
Well, so that's the reason to burn the city down?
No, it's crazy.
Come on.
That's why I don't like it.
Whammo.
Good, okay. All right, so what about the halftime show and why it was that even though he's a great dancer and a singer and stuff, it just didn't seem to fit together.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I don't want to make it sound like it was bad. It was just, I think especially compared to Lady Gaga last year, who was just amazing, I think it just didn't really live up to that. And now we're starting to find out. They haven't released any, like, official information, but they definitely had some sound problems in the beginning. With his, like, backing vocals and everything was louder than his actual voice. So I think that's why the beginning of the performance was not very good. It was kind of boring because you couldn't really hear him.
And it's really funny because I was looking and I was watching, and we were all excited for Justin. I loved him, you know, in Sync and Hello.
Yeah.
I love Justin forever.
He's a very likable guy.
And, when he first started, first of all, he started with his new song, which I think is a mistake. I think you start with a hit that everybody knows, you put your new stuff in the middle, and then you finish with the feel-good close. Or which he did, but there was something that seemed off to me with audio, and I was not doing a lot of social media, mostly because my phone was dead, so I didn't know that I was not the only one thinking it was an audio issue.
Yeah. A lot of celebrities on Twitter were taking shots.
Apparently it was confirmed that there was something going on with the audio at the beginning, and it's too bad because I think they did a disservice to Justin, who is a great dancer, he's a great performer, but it was almost just quiet at the beginning, which made it seem a little slow. And
well,
sleepy.
Yeah, if you weren't in the room, you wouldn't have known that it was starting because you couldn't really hear anything, which is disappointing for him.
Okay, so here's how to put it into perspective, or at least for us, those of us who are in the radio game that need to have all... Kara's job is very hard, and she's very good at it. She's learned to flow with the punches as far as us and working with us on the air, but behind the scenes, there's a whole technical... She's sitting in front of lots of dials and switches and different colored buttons and all that stuff and computers. And so if something goes wrong and I hear it or I feel it, if there's something wrong with Jennifer's transmission or Victoria's or mine, remember, this is the most difficult radio program that has ever been produced because everybody is in a different place. It feels like, and I know because all the folks are good, like we're in the city. We're in different places. Jennifer's in L.A. I happen to be on the farm this morning. I'll be in Orlando tomorrow and Denver the day after. I'm all over the place. But if we've done a good job technologically, which is what Kara has to do, then it's seamless and it isn't a distraction. But I will tell you, when any of us have a problem, Victoria, Jennifer, me, because we're adjuncts into the main facility, it can be very distressing and distracting. We try to cover it up. But for anybody who has anything to do with electronic sound equipment, if it doesn't, and this is why I'm explaining it this way, it doesn't fit well. And you can be the best professional in the world. There are very few things, when I'm focused on what I'm doing, there are very few things that bother me when I'm on the air. But one of them is not having the technical ability to either hear your colleagues or to be able to hear, frankly, hear yourself. I know that sounds strange, but if we can't hear ourselves,
it's
then we know
distracting.
That... Oh, it really is.
Yeah, and you have to give him props for being able to push through whatever
yes.
was going on. Because
right,
I mean,
my point.
Yeah, we've talked about this, you know, Mariah Carey thing at New Year's Eve last year.
She
and
just
how,
walked off.
Yeah, she basically, she gave it a go for a second and then walked off, even though she's been performing these songs for years and years and years, and she wasn't able to do it, and she's a pretty seasoned professional. So whatever was going on, the fact that he was able to work through it and make the show works, I think, is a major prop to him.
It is. Yep. Good news today is that even though temperatures have been colder on average for the month of January than has been the case in recent memory, people are going to auto dealerships and buying cars. Normally, January and February are the softest months of the year to buy new cars. But for whatever the reason, especially with General Motors, Toyota, and Nissan, they have found that in some circumstances, the sales of cars up 40%. The number of cars last month that were delivered, think about this, 1,157,407 new cars and light trucks were delivered last month. It was below a million in January of last year. But let's just spread it out a little bit so you understand how big the car business is. I don't know that a lot, you see cars on the road and you know you buy your new car whenever you do. But do you actually think about what a huge business this is? How many people are involved from top to bottom in building a car, designing a car, selling a car, marketing a car? It's really a huge business and contributes greatly to our gross domestic product. And then when you think in the softest month of the year, over a million cars were sold, what that means to the economy, and if you spread it out over the year, and if the increase of a percentage or two continues, there will be somewhere between 14 and 15 million cars sold in this country alone. That's good for business, but think about what it does to the roads. We, who drive in Southern California, pull our hair out when we see these numbers. And they're all car dealers on every corner. Everybody's got a deal. Buy a new car. Get a car for your kid. I was with Jack and Mary Stockwell last Thursday and Friday, and their son, who's in high school, has a fairly new car that they got for him. And I thought to myself, how that all has changed. When I was a kid, I got my license. There was nobody. Who's going to buy me a car? If I want a car, I buy one for myself. And I don't have any money. I didn't buy a car till I was a senior in college, graduating to get a job. But everybody, I shouldn't say, scratch everybody. Many families think, and I wonder if you, Jennifer, were there. Did your folks buy you a car when you first got your license?
Oh, heck no. You don't know. I've told you the story of this, right? My dad gave me one of his cars to drive, his
that old Dodge
Lincoln.
Thing.
Oh, it was
Lincoln.
No, that was my car. The Dodge Durango was my car that I bought, actually. Mm. No, he gave me a Lincoln. It was a two-door Lincoln Mark 7, blue. And he said, okay, this is a car that you're going to drive to and from school. And I did not want to drive that car because I thought that it was a boy, like an old man's car. No offense
right.
to my dad, who's a very young, stylish man.
Yes. But he did like those big Lincolns.
Love you, Daddy. But he loves those big Lincolns. And so I had this big old boat of a car, and I didn't like it. And so I said, I'm going to start saving up. So guess what? I saved up, and I actually leased my first car, which I bought brand new. I leased it new. Nissan Maxima, paid for it all myself. I've always been really into paying for my own stuff. I think maybe my dad might have given me a couple $100 for the down payment, but other than that, I paid for it. I made every payment. I started developing credit, and and from then on, he never really had to handle anything.
Yeah.
So,
Kara, what about you with a new car when you get your license?
I didn't get a new car. My grandmother had passed away, and so we acquired her car. And so both my sisters had driven it before me, and they were away at college. So when I got my license, I then got to drive that car because both my parents had their own. So, and then I bought my own car after college when I was like 23.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, isn't it?
I think it really does develop. People who get, and this is no slam to people who give their kids cars, but it really does set you up.
I'll slam them. I think it's
asinine. It sets you up at an early age to start developing responsibility, knowing what it's like to have a car payment, what happens if you miss a payment. It's just such a good lesson. And I don't know. I think a lot of kids that don't get that miss out later in life because they don't know how to handle their money. They just think everything comes to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point, and I think that wasn't the point about Jack's son, but I just think that it's one of those crazy things that people, but it's been great for the car business, man, I'll tell you.
Of course.
17, 16-ish after the hour, adults with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to die from heart disease than those without diabetes. It's American Heart Month, and it's time for you to know the facts.
Did you know that diabetes increases your risk of heart disease and high cholesterol? Hi, I'm Colorado State Senator Nancy Todd and Board Chair of Women in Government, and I'd like to recognize this February as American Heart Month. Be proactive about your heart health and talk about your risk factors for heart disease and high cholesterol with your doctor. Take control by knowing your numbers. Get tested for your glucose levels, blood pressure, and cholesterol. For more information, please visit womeningovernment.org.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The DJV Show brought to you in part by Progressive. My invitation to you is to visit Progressive.com today and find out how much money you can save. The average person, when they switch to Progressive, saves about $620 a year on, man, that'd be good for me. That's about half what it costs me to insure my car. So check out Progressive. And their home insurance is good, too, at Progressive.com. You get a quote. I think what they do is a lot of these insurance companies put together, they like it when you have your home insurance, the car insurance, and all that stuff put together. So at Progressive, you have the window open. So get your car and home bundled together. That's a pretty progressive idea, actually. Learn more at progressive.com. Dial 800-PROGRESSIVE. I thought it was interesting, the North Koreans in the news again, acquiring technology for their nuclear weapons program. Apparently, by having a spy in Berlin, Germany, who is accessing North Korea through their embassy in Berlin. And the Germans are onto it now. So they have, there may be some curtness. Authorities believe parts for North Korea's weapons program acquired through shadow buyers and shadow markets, which were brought into Germany. They were bought in Germany, then brought into Germany for shipment to North Korea. They've spent $200 million, apparently, They're trying to buy stuff from the Germans. Ay, ay, ay. 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Sounds like a pop song from the, I think the 70s, but it's not. The theme from This Is Us. A lot of you recognize that because you like that show. This is the DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a check-in on the death, Jack's death. People are trying to deal with it. It's been a week and a half since fans learned that a faulty generic brand cooker was the culprit behind Jack Pearson's death. And this is us. So he's the father figure, is he not, Kara?
Yes, he is.
So fans reacting strongly, thinking that it was a crock pot, and they too are now in danger. People are crazy. Listen to this. The company that makes crock pots, Newell Brands, issued a statement that the product that was in fact in the scene was not a crock pot, but it's, you know, again,
it looks like a cooker, which is slightly different.
Right, yeah. So they're very safe. The character played by, is it Milo Ventimiglia? How do you pronounce
Milo Ventimiglia?
Yeah. Played Jack. Put out a video co-sponsored by Crockpot where he eats chili from a crock pot, reminds fans the show is fictional and his death was fictional. So you can see it. All the stuff is there.
Yeah, so basically...
Hashtag, crockpot's innocent, yeah.
Oh my God, crockpot is innocent. What a great hashtag. So they... basically, the entire show is based on... The first two seasons, they've been trying to figure out how this guy died, and they've been, like, giving hints along the way. So yeah. I guess a fire was started by a slow cooker, not a crockpot, and the whole house caught on fire. But... Mm-hmm. This is so funny.
It is. It really is. People take it so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get, speaking of that, 25 after the hour, we take our new music seriously. And on Mondays, we present to you every Monday at this time in our music portion of the hour, three new songs for your consideration. First one comes from Mike and the Moon Pies, called Getting High at Home, from a new album, Steak Night at the Prairie Rose, named for the bar in Houston where Mike Harmier got his start playing a weekly residency when he was 14. The album is inspired by his father's work with the Houston Livestock Show. It has a rodeo sound to it. Mike and the Moon Pies, what do you think of this? I like it.
Kind of fun.
It is fun. Yeah. And hang out on the couch. Good. Mike and the Moon Pies. Good. Good stuff. Number two on our list of three new songs that have been introduced in the past week. This is Montgomery Gentry. Get Down South. Final album together, Here's to You, recorded just before Troy Gentry's death in that helicopter crash. Here's to You is their ninth album in their 20-year career. So this is Montgomery Gentry, Get Down South. He sounds like the guy we use in the farm show, Karen.
Luke Bryan. Yeah, they all kind of sound a little similar
to
me.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing serious about this. All right, so it's okay, but we like Mike and the Moon Pies better so far. Last introduction of a new song comes from Justin Timberlake, who's been all over, obviously, because of the Super Bowl. This is from a new album called Man of the Woods, Breeze Off the Pond. Did he sing this yesterday at the Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I at least didn't recognize it. He only did, I think he did two songs from the new album.
Yeah.
But this, I like this one best out of all of the songs.
Yeah, this is a good song.
Yeah, I was kind of confused by what vibe he was trying to do because Man of the Woods sounds very, like, folksy to me.
Yeah.
And some of the songs he's released are kind of poppy or techno-y.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I really like this one a lot.
Well, of the three I've heard today, I like Mike and the Moon Pies best. This one's strong second, and I don't care much for Montgomery Gentry at all. That's the way I'd read him. 1, 2, 3, at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, in Boston, a new startup called Shepherd is turning Land Rover vehicles into school buses. And now your child will not have to ride those awful yellow monsters, instead being whisked to school in luxury. They have a real school bus sign on the top and have full-time employees who pass tests similar to those required by school bus drivers. For $17 a ride, Shepherd can take your precious bundle of joy to any one of 14 educational institutions, if you have good taste. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a nail biter. It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off to her Radio LA gig. And Victoria really is sick, so we'll hold a good thought for her. It's exciting to have Kara and me together. It doesn't happen very often when we are the two of us together alone.
Ooh!
Kara is responsible for lots of things, including the DJ V Show podcast that you can catch at djvshow.com with on-air and off-air moments that are clever and fun. So you want to have, well, they're just silly, some of them. These guys, these people are adults and they're getting paid to do this? Come on. That's DJ V Show podcast, djvshow.com. So the Super Bowl with the Eagles winning, I'm a New Englander. I am not a Patriots fan. I'm not a football fan. So I'm not really a good one. I get myself wrapped up in all the conversations about Tom Brady and he dropped the ball and he's going to be back next year and all of that stuff. And what they're doing in Philadelphia is a disgrace. Other than that, what is fun about this stuff and what I like is the sort of rehash afterwards, the best Super Bowl ads. People try to splice them and dice them. Some of them were available online before the game got started. But the Dodge ad, the Dodge Ram ad, seemed to get a lot of people, I don't know if it's focused. Listen to this.
So they just had Queen singing in the background, which was kind of fun, but the main thing is that they had Vikings, like all these huge bearded guys on a boat, and so they get to shore, and then they all get in a Dodge Ram, and they're driving along, and then they're pulling the Ram behind them in the ocean on the boat. Like, I don't know, it's just a bunch of bearded guys with really
long
hair.
How many different Dodge ads were there? I saw one of the things on social media using a Martin Luther King quote.
Yeah, I think that there was one of those too. I didn't actually see that one. This is the one that stood out to me, and it was pretty funny. But yeah, it was, you know, their whole thing is like built for the unexpected, and apparently the unexpected is Vikings on a boat. But
Dodge makes a good truck, I'll tell you. I would, if I were buying a new truck these days, I wouldn't buy a Ford or a Chevy. I'd buy a Dodge. They make a good truck, a good small but heavy-duty truck. They're doing a good job. All right, okay, so we move from the Dodge ad with the Vikings to this Amazon ad from the Super Bowl.
In Austin, it's 60 degrees with a...
Alexa?
Amazon's Alexa lost her voice this morning, causing...
Alexa lost her voice.
It's impossible.
We have the replacements ready. Just say the word.
And you're sure this is going to work?
Yeah.
Alexa, show me a recipe for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Pathetic. You're 32 years of age, and you don't know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. Its name is the recipe, you...
Alexa, how far is Mars?
Oh, how far is Mars? Well, how am I supposed to know? I've never been there. This guy want to go to Mars. What? There's not even oxygen in there.
Alexa, play some country music.
Oh, I don't dance now. I make money moves.
No, no, Alexa, country music.
So
she won't play country music, apparently.
No, apparently not.
I'm afraid Brandon is a little tied up.
At Anthony, I
do let me know if there's anything I can help you with.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Good boy.
Thanks, guys, but I'll take it from here.
So anyway, yeah, so it was Gordon Ramsay, Anthony Hopkins, and Cardi B, who's a rapper, and they were all the voices for it. It was hilarious. I would personally love an Alexa with Gordon Ramsay's voice. I think it would be hilarious.
I just think that they can, these things, if really the ad agencies, there's a point at which they have, I think, or they did lose a little bit of starch, and so I think the ads basically displayed that because there's not as much creativity because the agencies are doing just like a lot of other people that are involved in the public arts. They're creating less because they have less money to spend because people want to spend. They don't really. What they forget is that the message. Who was it? That one of the founders of the sort of radio revolution. McClendon, what was his first name? I forget now. But anyway, he said the medium is the message. And it is. It's the, if we on radio need to use our imaginations to create stories with words, because we have no, we can't do anything other than draw you a picture with our words. Whereas on television, they can give you a picture that is really going to make an impression, because your eyes and your ears both are part of the tool.
You know, it was funny, though, speaking of, you know, leaving an impression with words. So yeah. A lot of the TV ones, it's based on image, but Wendy's had a pretty good zinger about McDonald's. So it was a Wendy's commercial.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, they say that McDonald's, you know, advertised their meat. It's flash frozen I guess.
Yeah,
and right. Then Wendy says, the iceberg that sank the Titanic was frozen too, just an FYI. And then, you know, basically saying, don't ever eat their meat because
stuff it's frozen.
The Titanic. And,
right.
You know, they say that their meat is fresh, never frozen. So it was pretty funny.
Okay. So the story behind the story with that, if we really want to get into, we'll parse it. In fact, I'm not a fan of either of these two. I don't buy, you know, I don't go there, but I will tell you that the information now from the Food News Department suggests something different. In fact, depending on whether, and I happen to know this, so I'll put my farmer hat on here for a moment, Kara. The reality is that Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King buy their beef at the same place in the same way through the same distributor. And so for them to tell you how they take it once it's prepared and what they do with it, McDonald's chooses to freeze it. And that may be smarter, in fact, than what Wendy's does, because if you don't freeze stuff and you're shipping it, it has it's like fruit or vegetables or anything that's produce, it can go off with exposure to the air. The air, as we know, if you left a piece of hamburger out for a day, it would be rotten at the end of the day. And all kinds of bacteria get into it. It's ugh. So McDonald's and others, the freezing of peas or corn or any other vegetable, and fish now gets fast flash frozen when it's on the ship, and hamburger the same way. So the process here, for those of you who don't know, is that the animals that go through these live animal market exchanges, which are basically a one way in and no out, the animals that go in there are usually cows that have stopped milking and they have no other use for them. So the farmer sells them to the dealer. The dealer brings them to the yard. They put them through the auction and they pay X number of cents per pound. Usually at this rate, it's about $1 a pound now. And they send those animals to the slaughterhouse and they cook them. They take all of everything, all the meat that's on the cow, and they grind it up. And that's where the hamburgers come from. Whether it's McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, the same buyer sits there. I've seen them in the auction that we have here in New England. The one guy sits there and buys, and they have three trucks sitting outside. One for McDonald's, one for Wendy's, and one
is it for Burger King?
Burger King.
Yeah, that's why I never really understood how one of their, you know, how one of the places' meats could be better than the other one.
They are.
Because
they all
have mass amounts of meat that's just sitting around waiting to be made, whether it's flash frozen or whatever they want to say.
Wendy's may have shot themselves in the foot here, because McDonald's, and again, I got no
McDonald's could
horse
come back
race.
And say something, but I kind of doubt they probably don't want to emphasize that their meat is also made in that way. So I don't know. I don't think that the average consumer
stumbled,
will look into it that far.
But you see, that's probably it. You're right, Kara, because most people are not as knowledgeable about it as I am. And I don't mean that to sound like a jerk. I just know what happens on the farm with the animals. And when they're shipped to the meat exchange, that's they get bought by the pound and they put in a truck and they bring to a slaughterhouse in different places. There's a slaughterhouse here in Massachusetts that they use for McDonald's. There's a slaughterhouse in New York State that they use for Wendy's and so forth and so on. But the meat is all the same. And so don't let them kid you, tell you there's something different. Now, when they prepare it, they may put different spices on it so that it tastes. Does a Wendy's hamburger taste different than a Burger King? Well, Burger King cooks theirs on a flame. It's like a cookout. A McDonald's fries theirs, I think, don't they? Or do they put them in the,
in
the microwave?
They normally cook it, you know, they've got like the big flat griddle type thing, and it looks like they just cook it on that, but...
Yeah.
You know, I honestly don't normally eat Wendy's burgers, and I'll tell you why. It's because I have a weird aversion to a square burger. Even though a burger does not
really
come in a round shape, it just feels very weird if it's square. It feels like it should be round. So.
You know, I remember once going into...
It affects the taste, I swear.
I have eaten in a Wendy's, and I remember going in once and ordering a fish burger, and it came out square. And I think I've said on the air 100 times, I've said it once, I didn't realize there were fish growing around that were square.
All of their burgers and stuff are square. It's Wendy's thing. And I don't like that with a round pat, with like the round bun. I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it.
Mm. All right. You know, one ad from the NFL. Sorry, but well, I'm not sorry because I wanted to tell you the story about how I think McDonald's may have shot themselves, or I mean, Wendy shot themselves in the foot because what they're saying isn't really accurate. All right, you got an NFL commercial there?
No. It's kind of cute. Odell Beckham Jr. and Eli Manning are on different teams, and they're practicing. And then right now they're dancing. You can picture the scene from Dirty Dancing, the very end scene.
With each other?
Yeah.
Kind of?
They're dancing together. No, they're full on dancing together and doing all the steps. And then
really?
Eli Manning is running, you know, when Patrick Swayze jumps off the stage and does the little leap.
Yeah.
Eli
yep.
Manning just did that. He's doing the dance. And then Odell Beckham runs up and they do the...
What are they promoting? What's the NFL trying to achieve with this?
I think they're just, you know, kind of making a joke about funny end zone dances and saying, like, to the future and to future games. They're just having fun. Nice. But, and they just did the catch, and it's beautiful. It's very nice. But it was really funny last night to watch.
Lovely.
It.
All right.
Especially because a lot of the time, you know, with men, you don't, it's kind of taboo, especially in the NFL, to see like men dancing together or showing anything that could be feminine. So it was kind of nice that they embraced
that. Are there gay football players? I think there are a few.
100% there are. I don't think that there are any in the league right now who have come out, but 100% they are in the league.
Are there gay baseball players? I'm asking because I don't know. Gay hockey players?
I'm sure that they all exist. And because, you know, there have been retired athletes who have come out afterwards and said that they're gay, and there are guys in the league now who say that there are gay guys, but I don't think that there are any mainstream, like, ones in the peak of their career right now who are out.
Okay. All right, got that.
Just to clarify.
That's very nicely done. Here's something else that's nicely done. The way ZipRecruiter.com comes to your aid, if you're getting lost in a huge stack of resumes trying to find the right person to hire for the right job, you need the right tool, the smarter tool. And the best tool is ZipRecruiter.com. That's the tool that businesses that are far and wide, big and small, up and coming, solid, all these businesses have one thing in common, and that is they're using ZipRecruiter to post opportunities. So, you need a hire? This is a two-way street here. You got to put your resume up on the job board, and then when ZipRecruiter is contacted by a company that's looking for a new electrical engineer, let's say, and you've posted because you're an electrical engineer to job board X, well, the software that ZipRecruiter has developed will find your resume and will bring it to the attention of the company that's looking for somebody who has the skills that you have. That's why this is so fabulous. ZipRecruiter puts the smart matching technology to work to benefit the person hiring, the company hiring, and the person who's looking for a job. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter have positive things to say, that is, quality candidates in their wheelhouse in a day. ZipRecruiter is, by no question, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV helps you to hire because it didn't cost anything. Use the code DJV. ZipRecruiter is free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Most Americans watched the big game yesterday. Today, a lot of workplace cubicles will be vacant, and Mucinex is giving a nod to this quote-unquote sick day trend. Hashtag Super Sick Monday. According to a new survey commissioned by Mucinex in conjunction with the Workforce Institute at Kronos Incorporated, up to 14 million employed Americans could call in sick today in what has historically been the biggest quote-unquote sick day of the year. According to the poll, more than 25% of employed Americans would use or have heard someone use fever as an excuse for not coming to work, while more than 10% would use sore throat or headache, respectively. Nearly 20% have called out before, making them repeat offenders this year. But a quarter of us say we should just declare Monday after the big game a national holiday. Whether you went into work today or called out, you can learn more at SupersickMonday.com and join the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag SupersickMonday.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Definitely a John Williams tune from the movies about big dinosaurs eating people. Thrilling. Jurassic Park, quite a franchise. What, six movies? How many of these things have there been, Chucker?
Four.
Seems like six. So isn't there another one, though, coming out fairly... Isn't there another one being worked on? I heard you talk about...
This summer, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. They played a trailer during the Super Bowl last night. I actually like what I saw, even though it's basically been there, done that. It was a well-cut trailer, and I think it certainly was very effective in getting people who like that franchise excited to see it. I think they played about six or seven at least coming attraction trailers to movies that will be out either in summer or the Christmas season during the Super Bowl. I think Jurassic Park, Fallen World, Fallen Kingdom was one of the best. I think the silliest, for some reason, for me, this new movie Skyscraper with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, it looked really over the top, although I'm sure he's really popular now and probably make a lot of...
When is that coming out?
I believe it comes out this summer. I was really looking forward to it because when it was first announced, I heard it was sort of a variation on the Towering Inferno meets Die Hard. It looks You got to see the trailer to believe it. It just—I mean, he basically jumps from one building to another. I know he flies. I know he—I know he has a—he's very popular, has a lot of money. I know Dwayne Johnson flies. It was insane, that trailer.
But it's fun. Those things are fun.
I guess so.
Right? I think it's kind of fun. All right, Chuck is going to give us the box office totals, and we'll talk about some other things going on that are important for all of us who love the movies right after this.
Booking more than $100 billion in travel every year, travel agents know what's hot for 2018. Travel industry expert Mark Murphy talks about who won top honors in this year's Travy Awards, which recognize great travel destinations and suppliers as selected by travel agents.
For destinations, New York won for Best City, while Jamaica won Best Overall Destination. Out west, Vancouver and Alaska also won for their terrific offerings. Cruising will continue to be popular this year, with Royal Caribbean named Best Cruise Line for Families as well as Best Cruise Line Overall, while AMA Waterways took home the prize, the Golden Travy, for Best Overall River Cruise Line.
When booking an expensive trip or leaving the country, it's always important to consider travel insurance. Travel insurance can cover lost deposits for canceled trips and offers 24/7 travel assistance. For more information, visit AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so Chucker, we haven't talked. I didn't go to the movies at all this weekend, which is unusual for this time of year for me, but I was busy doing other things here. So what do we have in review as far as the top five items, the top five movies at the box office?
Really, amazingly, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, number one once again. In its seventh week, it was number one. That's the first time that's been done since 1990 in Titanic, when a movie was out 7 weeks and hit the number one spot.
Are you surprised? How surprised really are you about this, the phenomenon of, is it because The Rock is in it? Is it? I mean, I saw the movie. I didn't think it was that great a story. And Kevin Hart's so damn annoying.
I think it's one of the few movies in the marketplace that it appeals to family audiences, that you know, people are entertained by it, and you know, the word of mouth is good. So, you know, it's caught fire in terms of good word of mouth. $352 million in 7 weeks of release. Maze Runner, The Death Cure, $10 million, $39 million in 2 weeks. Winchester, a new horror movie with Helen Mirren, had a respectable open, 9.2. The Greatest Showman, which we talked about numerous times on this broadcast with Hugh Jackman. Word of mouth on this film is tremendous, 7.8, just dropping less than 20% week to week, $137 million in 7 weeks of release. That off a very soft opening weekend when it came out, Christmas, just $8 million, so it's done very well in Hostel.
So what are they? What do they do with a franchise like that? You can't do a sequel.
No, you can't.
What do you do?
You celebrate because you're probably going to make a $100 million profit when all is said and done.
Okay.
So they'll be happy with that, Doug.
That's good enough. Chucker, I'm happy with you. Thank you for being here. Chuck Curry, our movie man, on Movie Moments on the DJV Show 59.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.